My guest at this time is Matt Valentinus, co-executive producer of the 2015 film An Open Secret, which detailed the extent of predatory behavior towards children in Hollywood. In the wake of the Harvey Weinstein allegations last month, as dozens of women came forward to accuse him of sexual assault and other lewd behavior, some stories appeared wondering if the child molestation scandal would bubble to the surface yet again. That all changed on Sunday when actor Anthony Rapp publicly accused Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey of trying to force himself on Rapp when Spacey was 26 years old and Rapp was just 14. So will the dam finally break on this scandal, and what can we actually expect to happen? And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Kevin Spacey, in his statement Sunday night, said he didn't remember the incident, but said he may have been drunk and also used that opportunity to come out as being gay. That was met with widespread condemnation, including from the likes of Rosie O'Donnell, who said, just like with Harvey Weinstein, we all knew. So two questions on this front. First, did Spacey's name come up at all in the investigations you did for An Open Secret?
Yes, it did, in the sense that he's very close friends with Bryan Singer. And Bryan Singer, who's the director of X-Men and is currently shooting the film about Queen, that's how we sort of came upon some of these rumors about Kevin Spacey, but it wasn't really the focus of our investigation. But his name was definitely brought up all the time, for sure.
And just like with Weinstein, we have this culture where once again people say, oh yeah, we knew. It's one thing to be intimidated by the head of a studio, but is the Hollywood culture so poisonous that speaking out against an actor could also be career suicide?
Yes, in the sense that that actor might represent a piece of work that 3,000 people are working on. So it could jeopardize a lot of people's salaries, their careers, years of work and effort. And that's really beyond just obviously the sexual abuse and how terrible that is. It's the negative impact that this has on the rest of the industry, is that one person's bad behavior on a major film can affect the careers of hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And tens of thousands of hours of time and millions and tens of millions of dollars. And that's why they really need to start getting a handle on this, because no other business is run in the way that Hollywood is right now. And I think they're going to be bleeding money for a long time the more they act this way.
There was a story in The Guardian that I'm guessing you probably saw a couple of days ago, Matt. It quoted a guy named Alex Winter, who is now a director, and I think he does some other things in Hollywood. He says he was molested as a child actor, and this is the quote that really stuck out to me. He said, quote, "I don't know of any boys in any pocket of the entertainment industry that do not encounter some form of predatory behavior. It's really not a safe environment." Is that a bit of an exaggeration, or are that many predators in Hollywood?
There's that many predators in Hollywood. And look, I have great respect for Alex Winter as a fan. You know, I saw him in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure when I was growing up, and we're both graduates of NYU Film. And I know that he's a great documentary director now, and he's speaking the truth. And what we found in this situation is that it's so pervasive that it's not just a lone pedophile. This is a highly organized group of people who all run in the same circles with a hierarchy, from people who scout for new talent to inviting kids to parties and grooming them there, to then picking who they want to be with. And then, you know, they entice these poor kids with, you know, a television role or a role in a movie or an invite to a premiere or a writing job in one of their shows. And just last week, one of the largest child actor agents in Hollywood, named Tyler Grasham at APA Agency, was fired for inappropriate behavior. And he represents some of the biggest child actors out there today who are currently starring in things like It, which was just the biggest horror movie possibly ever, and Stranger Things, which is just now on Netflix. So that's how pervasive it is. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's ridiculous that no one seems to care. I mean, our film has been out there since 2015, and finally, because of Harvey Weinstein, it's getting to see the light of day.
So it's often said that the more people who are involved in a plot, the more likely it is to get exposed. So why does this large network largely fly under the radar, at least until recently? Is it because ultimately there's just some really powerful people involved?
That's part of it, yes. And as you can see with Harvey Weinstein, he was able to intimidate editors. He was able to kill stories. In An Open Secret, you see one of our stories that the film is based around was killed back around 1999, 2000 in Details magazine. But the other part of it is it's pervasive in the sense that a lot of people know about it. I'm not saying that, you know, this is a large part of Hollywood, but the 1 or 2% of pedophiles that are out there are at a high level. And if they get involved in a project, that affects so many other people that they might not want to choose to believe the rumors that they're hearing, right? Because it might not be happening on the set, but somebody might hear about, oh, this guy might be having inappropriate relations with a minor, and then it's just like, oh, that's just gossip. Let's not talk about it because you don't want it to affect your film. And of course, Hollywood is corporate in many ways, and there's boards and there's chairmen and directors, but a lot of Hollywood is very casual and non-corporate in the sense that a lot of this, the grooming and the groups that are in these pedophile operations, a lot of that stuff happens at private residences, off the sets, through unspoken words, through actions where you have to participate in these parties. And then once you're in, you're in. So that's how it sort of functions in a way that it's still permitted because it's just a rumor, even though people know it's more than a rumor. And the Hollywood administrations, like the different, it's like a presidential administration. Somebody might be running a studio or a network for a couple of years, and then a new whole group of people come in and take over. And really, no one wants to address something that might have happened 5 or 10 years ago because they're moving on for the next project and the next film and the next franchise. And they're just not really focused on combating pedophilia in the industry. They're focused on getting films out and being competitive and making money for the company. So at the end of the day, it comes down to they don't want to lose money. And it's not that maybe they're intentionally covering this stuff up, but they're definitely intentionally not looking into it. And that's the problem.
I remember when the movie came out, I was speaking with your colleague Gabe Hoffman, who was also a producer on An Open Secret, and he said there was at least one major studio that threatened to sue you. I don't know if that ultimately happened, but how much pushback did you get, and how specific can you be, and who created the most noise in trying to stop you?
I don't know if there was a studio. There was SAG, which is the Screen Actors Guild. They threatened to sue us because one of their members, he was head of what's called the Young Performers Committee. He actually founded the committee in 1975. He was, I believe, chairman of the committee from 2001 to 2003. Now, I don't know if that's an official paid position within SAG, but it is a committee sanctioned by SAG, and its whole job is to oversee young performers and setting up the guidelines for the rules. And, you know, where children should go and who are good managers. And here you had an accused pedophile running that operation. And we did an interview with him in March 26th of 2014 at SAG headquarters. And SAG had their own PR person there. And it's in our movie. And you can basically see this guy admits that he was likely molested. And he is sort of talking about recalling how he might have tried to molest one of the victims or survivors, I should say, in our film. And he's openly, it's a jaw-dropping interview. And, you know, he eventually resigned from that committee. But this is in 2014, so we're talking 39 years of this guy being actively involved in managing children, generations of children, some of them very famous actors today, who was at the wheel of control and influence of guiding where students, young actors should go with their careers. That's how pervasive this was. And then instead of SAG saying, oh my God, that's a problem, how can we help you? They sent us threatening letters to take out the interview from the movie, to take out all mention of SAG from the movie. And it might have been the first instance of a creative guild trying to actually go after a director and a producer and censor content. It was unprecedented. And that just tries that, and it's that just shows you the liability and the history of how deep this really is in the industry. It's just complete incompetence.
We're talking with Matt Valentinus, co-executive producer of An Open Secret. And Matt, I know we've just got a few minutes left here, but there's so many other things I want to get to, so hopefully we can in that brief amount of time. Based on what you've learned in the research that you've done, do these child predators go equally after boys and girls, or is it mostly boys?
In our film, we focus on mostly boys because that was some of the cases that we were following, and that's where the facts were leading us. But it happens. I can't give you an exact percentage number, but of course it happens quite often to women as well. We were trying to speak to a few young girls who are now women to be in the documentary at the time, but they just couldn't commit to doing it. Frankly, their lives were in such distress or their careers were still active that they couldn't do it because the trend has been once you speak out, your career is over. So, yes, it happens, I would say, equally. Is a guess, but there's experts out there that can give you better numbers. So while our film does focus mostly on young boys, that's not intentional. That was just that we couldn't get any young girls to really, not for a lack of them being out there, they just couldn't actually commit to being in the film for fear of losing their careers.
There's been a bit of a reluctance on the part of some in the media in the past few days, Matt, to be tough on Kevin Spacey. Some have been very tough, others have not, partly because they've pointed out that they fear accusing a gay man of pedophilia will harm the gay rights movement. And in a place like Hollywood, obviously, that could potentially be a concern. Based on your research, how big of a factor is that in people perhaps not wanting to speak out?
Well, what I've been reading is the gay community in Hollywood is very upset with Kevin Spacey, and they see what he did as a lame excuse. There is no connection between pedophilia and being gay. We're very clear about that in our film. We have had certain people come after us and make homophobic claims because they don't like the film. That's one way to sort of attack it. And I think what Kevin Spacey did was conflate the issues blatantly. And it looks like he did it, you know, almost intentionally or just absentmindedly, whatever his reasoning was. It came across as terrible to everybody, especially the gay community in Hollywood, because they were talking about a 14-year-old boy. So I think Kevin Spacey is probably the better person to ask that question than me. But I think the Hollywood community clearly is upset with Kevin Spacey for that.
Yes, he's gotten a lot of blowback, as we mentioned, Rosie O'Donnell and a whole lot of other people. One of the things that Corey Feldman has mentioned, because every time Corey Feldman appears in public, people say, well, it's time now to name names. This story is blowing up. This is the time to expose these people. And while he still wants to do so, he says he has to be careful because given what happened to him in the state of California, there's a statute of limitations on being able to prosecute perpetrators of these crimes. And so he says if he doesn't do it in the right way, that he could end up getting sued and the people who actually harmed him and many other people can't be prosecuted. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I can tell you that we reached out to Corey Feldman going back to 2011. I actually reached out to his manager, and he was a big impetus for this film. We offered him to participate in this film. We offered him legal protection. We have great lawyers. We have great access to money, and we have great insurance. So we welcomed him into our film, and we certainly talked with him, but he didn't want to commit to our film at the time. I think he was focused on his book. So could he be sued? Probably. And I don't think he has any non-disclosure agreements. I don't know. I can't speak to that. I don't know if he really needs $10 million to make a film to talk about this. I mean, that's his choice. I understand his fear. I frankly think Corey has been a leader in all of this and has been brave and courageous, and he doesn't need to be the only torchbearer for this anymore. He's done his job. Other people are starting. We're already getting calls from many other survivors, so I think we're going to start seeing floods of survivors coming out in the next couple of weeks and even days with stories that Corey Feldman won't even have to name his abusers if he doesn't want to, and subsequently, at least one of his abusers is in our film, Martin Weiss. He abused a young man named Evan in our film, and he also abused or is accused of abusing Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. So we discuss that in an open secret as well. I don't blame him for not coming out. I hope he does with the names. I'm sure some of them we might recognize or have our own suspicions, but they're going to come out eventually, you know. And if he can get the money and name him, great. And if he doesn't, it's the truth cannot be kept back.
So you do expect the dam to burst here?
I think it's literally bursting as we speak. I mean, my phone's been ringing nonstop. Reporters are buzzing. Interviews are coming. Stories are being written. I just hope the FBI and LAPD and NYPD, and I hope those investigations are active. I think, you know, publicists and crisis control people are probably making a lot of money right now. I think internally at studios, they're figuring out. You just saw Brett Ratner have to sort of remove himself from his business with Warner Brothers. You saw Roy Price at Amazon sort of lose his job. You've seen the Weinstein Company pretty much go down in a week or two, and we're going to continue to see that over the next coming days and weeks. This is big. I consider this is going to be worse for Hollywood than the church scandal was for the Vatican.
Wow. Well, Matt, your work on this is to be commended. Real quick, if folks want to see the film, how can they do so?
It's still on Vimeo. If you go to our social media on Twitter, we're at an open secret. If you go to our Facebook page, we're at an open secret doc. If you go to our YouTube page, an open secret, you will find the Vimeo links there. It's all over our social media. Right now, I think we're going to leave it up through November 5th, but we're actively in talks with distributors about getting a deal. So hopefully we can release this to tens of millions of people throughout the world with a real proper distributor, because at the end of the day, Gabe and myself, we have day jobs, and we just want this film to get seen by as many people as possible, and we need the support of a large company to do that.
Matt, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll certainly keep on top of the story. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Matt Valentinus, co-executive producer of the 2015 film, An Open Secret. You can find it at the Twitter handle @AnOpenSecret. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.